Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Food for the Journey. As I mentioned yesterday, I think we really need to take a look at whether we're living our faith. We may be professing our faith, and that's essential. But the other part that's essential is living it, showing that it is our faith, helping the poor, the weak, the needy, reaching out to someone who's in great distress mentally or whatever. Oh, I don't want to get involved. Oh, it's too much. I don't have time. Brothers and sisters, each of us, as Catholics, as Christians, each of us should extend our faith by reaching out to those God has asked us to reach out to. You just say, oh, I don't have time. I have a job. I have 5 children at home. But you can pray. You could pray for the weak. If you yourself are not in a position where you can get out and move, pray for them. Pray for the weak and the poor and the suffering today. That's what you want to do. God brings great graces there. So let's take a look at the first reading today from the second book of Maccabees, chapter 6. Eleazar, one of the foremost scribes, a man of advanced age and noble appearance, was being forced to open his mouth to eat pork, which the Jews did not eat. But preferring a glorious death to a life of defilement, he spat out the meat and went forward of his own accord to the instrument of torture, as people ought to do who have the courage to reject the food which it is unlawful to taste, even for love of life. Those in charge of that unlawful ritual meal took the man aside privately because of their long acquaintance with him and urged him to bring meat of his own providing, such as he could legitimately eat, and to pretend to be eating some of the meat of the sacrifice prescribed by the king. In this way, he would escape the death penalty and be treated kindly because of their old friendship with him. But Eleazar made up his mind in a noble manner, worthy of his years, the dignity of his advanced age, the merited distinction of his gray hair, and of the admirable life he had lived from childhood. And so he declared that above all, he would be loyal to the holy laws given by God. He told them to send him at once to the abode of the dead, explaining, "At our age, it would be unbecoming to make such a pretense. Many young people would think the 90-year-old Eleazar had gone over to an alien religion. Should I thus pretend for the sake of a brief moment of life, they would be led astray by me, while I would bring shame and dishonor on my old age. Even if, for the time being, I avoid the punishment of men, I shall never, whether alive or dead, escape the hands of the Almighty." He had clarity. He knew. "And therefore, by manfully giving up my life now, I will prove myself worthy of my old age, and I will leave to the young a noble example of how to die willingly and generously for the revered and the holy laws." Eleazar spoke thus and went immediately to the instrument of torture. Those who shortly before had been kindly disposed now became hostile toward him because what he had said seemed to them utter madness. When he was about to die under the blows, he groaned and said, "The Lord in his holy knowledge knows full well that although I could have escaped death, I am not only enduring terrible pain in my body from this scourging, but also suffering it with joy in my soul because of my devotion to him, because of my love for him." Here was a man of faith. Everything. This is how he died, leaving in his death a model of courage and an unforgettable example of virtue, not only for the young, but for the whole nation. Think about that. I'm not saying go out and get fame now, call the photographers at the newspaper station, say I'm going out and doing something good for the poor, take pictures of me. No. You go and you serve the poor and you thank God for giving you the opportunity. You thank God for the opportunity to express your faith, to make it concrete in your life and it may in turn begin to make it more concrete in the lives of others. Brothers and sisters, I know parishes who had, maybe on the first Saturday of the month, they had some kind of snacks laid out after Mass that people could come to, and then they noticed that there were more and more poor coming in. So now they do it every Sunday. They reach out to the poor, not just their own parish, but the poor all over. That's just one simple example, but there's so many ways that we could express our faith by our kindness to those in need. And you say, well, it's not any of my business. The poor are our business, brothers and sisters. The poor are business for us. Psalm 3 says, the Lord upholds me. Yes, he does. You, O Lord, are my shield, my glory. You lift up my head. When I call out to the Lord, he answers from his holy mountain. When I lie down and sleep, I wake again, for the Lord sustains me. I fear not the myriads of people arrayed against me on every side. People will say, you don't have the time to do this, or you don't have the energy to do this. Why are you doing this? And if they're saying something that might be accurate, you say, okay, I'll take a look at that. But brothers and sisters, the main thing for you is to express your faith. It might be a promise of prayer, like going up to the person and telling them you'll pray for them. It might be giving them some monetary help. It might be giving them food. It might be helping to find a place for them to stay. Whatever the need is, you can be sure that God will use your generosity, and that is an expression of our faith. We need that, not just inside the church every Sunday, but reaching out to the poor, the lonely, the needy in whatever way, brothers and sisters. That's our call from God. Be like him and reach out to others. The gospel today is the gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. And so he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and he said, Zacchaeus! He knew him. Zacchaeus! Come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house. And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, he's gone to stay at the house of a sinner. Brothers and sisters, that's true for all of us, but it's our repentance that counts. But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I will repay it four times over. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. Brothers and sisters, if any of you are in great pain or suffering right now, ask Jesus, will you please help me that I may in turn someday help others? Would you please help me? Would you send me someone to help me? And ask them, whenever you see someone, ask them. Because someone will turn to you and say, oh, sure I could help you. What could I do? Brothers and sisters, you are so loved. You are so loved by God. And what he wants is children like him. He wants us, his children, to be like him. And we can only do that by the power of his Holy Spirit who dwells within us. And we don't have to go on some, you know, huge platform to accomplish it. It can be done very quietly and not even noticed. Your next-door neighbor, someone, as I said before, in the parish, someone in your workplace, wherever it may be, just ask the Lord, is there anything I could do for this person? God is amazingly active, shall I say. I don't know whether that's quite the word to use with God, but that he will hear your prayer. Let me serve, Lord, show me. I guarantee you almost somewhere within the next week or two, something will happen. And you'll say, oh, there it is. Don't discard it. Do what you can to serve others. I want to read you a little poem that has particularly struck me in light of this gospel. Zacchaeus, it's entitled. The author is Rita Simmons, and she writes, I was too short to see the Lord, so he provided me with a sycamore tree that grew from a seed until it was strong enough for me to climb. But I was a grown man by then, an extorter full of sin. All this he knew, but even more how much I wanted to see him that day when he passed by. He stopped, saw me hanging on the tree he placed for me so long ago in Jericho before I was a seed. He's attributing it all to God's mercy. And that's what awaits us, is the mercy of God. But we have to play our part. Well, it doesn't mean you have to serve thousands of people. It just means every day, as you walk, every day, wherever you go, workplace, friends, house, wherever you are, just ask the Lord, is there someone here who needs you? And then you pray for them for a few days, and perhaps then you can quietly engage them in conversation. There's all kinds of ways to reach out to the poor, to the needy, to the sick. I know a number of people who simply visit patients at the hospital. They just go from room to room visiting people. Some of them may have lots of people come to see them. Some have no one. There's all kinds of things that can be done, brothers and sisters, to reach out to the needy who have the face of Christ. They may not even know it, but it's Christ in a certain sense in disguise, because when you serve them, you serve him. And that's what we want, isn't it? We want to express our faith. We want to activate our faith. We want to reach out to those in need. Oh, brothers and sisters, I really encourage you to just take a look at your own life. Just take a day or a half a day or even an hour. Just take some time and look through your day. Is there some part of this day that I could just ask the question to somebody near me? Do you need anything, or is there anything I can do for you? Or you have someone come before you who's just broken his leg or his arm, and you say, is there any way I could serve you? I don't have very much time, but if there's anything that I could do, I would be glad to do it. Or I have the whole next week available if there's anything I can do for you. Whatever your circumstances are, they all limit us, but they shouldn't limit us to the point that we can't care for those in need around us. So I want to encourage you today, to just even if you think, oh, I don't have time for that, or I can't do that, my schedule's already so full. Ask the Lord, Lord, if you want me to serve someone, would you point them out to me? Help me. Show me. And then don't close your eyes like you're blind. Look around. God will show you, because there are many people who need. Brothers and sisters, this is a good expression of your faith. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.